Welcome to the Wealth Genius Podcast. The Wealth Genius Podcast. Strategies for multifamily real estate investing, mindset, community, success. The Wealth Genius Podcast with your host, the godfather of real estate, Alfonso Cuadra, who has expansive experience in business and massive success as a real estate investor. The Wealth Genius Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode.
And we're here. Wow. What's happening?
How's it going?
I'm so happy, not just to have you guys here because, you know, I love you guys, but because I think we want to inspire young people today, right? Young people are confused. I was talking to someone this weekend. They were talking about, I want to be famous, right? They didn't say anything, but I'm like, wow, like, it's almost like famous is more important than being wealthy, right? And so I don't know if young people understand wealth. Talia, she's been learning about this her whole life. Of course, for the people that don't know, this is my daughter. And, I've been trying to, you know, every opportunity that I got was, let's pull up the flip chart and let me show you how this works. And for the most part, I think it was like, this is what my father does. It's kind of boring, you know, real estate, who wants that, you know? And then, I tell people all the time, it wasn't until she came to me, right? And I think it was one of those moments where it's like, Dad, like, working sucks, you know? And then all of a sudden, like, you were really interested in real estate. So I wish that for all young people. And I don't know, sometimes, people that are older, they just don't understand the struggles, the new struggles that you guys are going through. We have internet, we have social media. We didn't have any of that stuff, right? It was easy to stay focused because you could just focus on one thing and you don't have all of these other distractions, you know? So I think these are going to be very important conversations. And I want to get to the story of 610, Wealth Genius, coaching, real estate, the empire, right? And so I want to talk about all these things. And I want to start with kind of like how you guys met.
Yeah, so I guess I'll tell my side of the story because we all have like a different like reason why we met and kind of got into this certain industry. So we actually met through an industry called MLM, multi-level marketing. Let me not.
Is that how you met or did you know each other before?
That's how we met. Okay. Yeah. So,
okay, everyone, listen, I'm going to sip. Got my popcorn here ready. You know what I mean?
So Ottawa is very small. So, I mean, at some point, maybe we crossed paths. But, I mean, as far as we know, we have never met, like, personally. And so we all joined this one company that we all shared a love of beauty and hair and all these things that I thought was interesting to me. I thought, when I joined, I remembered the person kind of bringing me in and explaining to me what the purpose of this was. And I immediately saw the further vision of it. I immediately saw entrepreneur. I immediately saw what I can do with this. I can maybe quit my job with this. And it was more of a visionary thing for me as opposed to just like selling beauty products. And so we were all essentially on the same team. She actually started the team.
And so it was you.
Yeah, she was the upline, right? And she actually wasn't even living in the city, but I'll let her tell the story. But yeah, so when I joined, I was like, okay, yeah, we got to do this, right? Like we were in every call. We were super engaged and super like passionate about it. And there was a moment for me personally that I was just like, this isn't doing it for me. And the moment I actually realized that was when I actually started talking to people about it. Whereas I'm like, hey, you can really build something with this. And then they're like, okay, well, what is it that you're selling? Okay, well, beauty products. And then it just kind of, the moment just kind of dwindled down because even myself, I wasn't super passionate about shampoo, right? So that's kind of how it started for me. But through that, we kind of, you know, would have conversations about, you know, what else can we do with this? But I don't know if I should pass on the mic. That's kind of how it started. But
well, while you're passing the mic, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I did support my daughter in these beauty products. And I bought these hair products. And I don't know. I don't know. And they kept sending them to me. I said to Leah, would you tell them I don't have hair anymore? Like
number one VIP.
But, you know, I think you asked me, you know, Dad, should I be doing this? And I said, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I think MLM is a perfect way to get started, to just get exposed to entrepreneurship, you know, and this different way of thinking. So, Tony. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tony. No, so as Talia was mentioning, we met through this MLM while I was living in Edmonton, and it was during COVID, like the peak of COVID. I'm born and raised in Ottawa, but after my studies, I moved to Edmonton for job opportunity in the legal field. And I also had a side hustle out there as well on evenings and weekends. And when COVID hit, I lost my side hustle. So I was trying to come up with ways on how I can replace that income. And this opportunity came my way. And so I said, why not? And it was great while it lasted. Like Talia mentioned, it's very sales focused, so it wasn't fulfilling. Samantha was the first to join the team. Samantha and I actually go way back. We've known each other since middle school. So she joined, and I'll let her get into her own story about that.
Were you always entrepreneurial?
Yes and no. Like growing up, I would make things, bracelets, sell them. But I was very, like, my parents kind of had the traditional mindset of like, go to school, get a solid career, and buy a house. So that's transferred to me. And once we started getting into this entrepreneurship journey, my mind was just like, whoa, like there's so many other things that we could be doing. And it's kind of how we started the 610 project. And before we took a real estate focus, we were having business calls with you just about entrepreneurship and business sales. Mastery. Yeah. And then we took a real estate geared focus, and here we are today.
Yep. So the question is, like, how in the world did you get involved in all of this?
That is the question. So, Tony being my best friend, she told me about this opportunity, and I was never one to be like, okay, yeah, let's do this. I always knew about, like, I think it was like Aveda. There was other beauty products that they were doing that was MLM and stuff, right? So Tony was telling me about it, and I was like, you know what? Because, yeah, it was the beginning of COVID. But mind you, I was working for the government. They, you know, they sent us home, and we were still getting paid. So it was fine
life
for
was
me.
Good.
That was good.
Hashtag living your best life.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, something in my body just told me, just do it, right? Just see what's the worst that can happen, right? And funny enough, within like halfway through the month, I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Tony and her leader convinced me to stay on. So I ended up staying on. And you know what? If I never would have stayed on, I never would have met Talia or have started 610. So, I mean, everything happens for a reason. And I'm just thankful for this opportunity.
Yeah. So there was another group that was very community based. I don't know the name of it or whatever, but I think you were inspired by it. You're like, we want to be like this group, you know?
WFAB.
Yeah, like you start your own group, you can do whatever you want, you know? Maybe one day you could do real estate, you know? And I was coaching Talia, and she was learning about real estate. She was getting results, right? And I don't think you believed it until you got the results, because it was still like, yeah, it was still like kind of like, yeah, this kind of thing that my dad does, you know, and you didn't really believe it. And so, you know, talk about that. Like what happened? Like what you, because something, it was a switch inside of you that just kind of like, boom, you just kind of went down. You just kind of like absorbed everything and you just like trusted the process.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on the moment that it clicked. Definitely it started with me joining this MLM thing. And it's funny because the conversations we were having in these groups and calls, it was just, I was like, I have these conversations with my dad every day, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just inspiring to me to see other people, other women specifically, wanting to do more and wanting to have more and do bigger things. And I almost felt like I had a little secret. Like I almost felt like, why am I not sharing what I'm learning with everyone here? And so I would talk about real estate just in terms of my own personal wants and desires in life. And as people were like, yeah, that's so cool. What? Multifamily? Like, it was new to them. And it's so funny because me, it's like not new to me. It's so my entire life that even I can bring it back to when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and you would bring me to these properties, like random, hey, this is another one of our properties. And I remember walking into one of the units and just like, I was just amazed that like, this is our family legacy. Mm-hmm. And so bring it back to, you know, I'm in this MLM thing, and really just like at the same time, like kind of asking you for advice and understanding that to grow in a community, you need to have like culture, you need to have expertise, you need to have exclusivity and community, like really like the willingness to, you know, be of service to yeah. everyone around you. So, and I would just see you grow your own community and just to see that.
You saw it from the beginning.
Yeah, to see that flourish and kind of make the connection that like, listen, what we're doing is like quite literally the exact same thing that my dad is doing. But I almost found that what you were doing had a much bigger purpose and a much more impact on people's lives. So we honestly, like just with the conversations we were having, just transitioned into real estate because of where it can take you, right? And it didn't start out like that. We were just like, okay, let's be like this other group, like we need to be on Instagram, like we need to be taking pictures. But it was much deeper than that. It was mm-hmm. much deeper than social media and Instagram and the look of it. It was really like we're really trying to help people.
Yeah, yeah. So. And you're helping people your age, mm-hmm. and you know, even now, what's the
2 and some years.
Okay, let's look at what we've done here. Look, 2-3 years, and how many members?
We have 60+ members. Woo! Between.
Oh my goodness. And so those are actual human lives that you guys are impacting. I mean, you're changing the trajectory of these young people's lives. Yeah. Like, how does that feel?
It's out of everything that I think entrepreneurs do, I think is the most fulfilling work. It's never anything that I ever saw myself doing. Like I would see you speak and I'm like, that's good. You can do that. Like that's all you. But myself personally, yeah. I never needed to be like in the center of everything or like wanting to be a speaker or like be on any type of attention mm-hmm. platform. However, I do think that you taught me this is the most important piece of real estate is the stage, and to be able to help other people and yeah. to whatever you've learned, you have to share it. Like, yeah. and like I said, I felt so blessed growing up with you and the knowledge that you've shared. And, you know, it's not even just knowledge. You transferred action. Tools to me.
I love
so
it.
So a toolbox that
I have
take.
Goosebumps right now. Like,
Dad. I think I felt like I needed to share. And honestly, these two girls, women. Okay, I can't even say girls. Women. Like we
bosses.
We are bosses, and we've come together. And it's like every idea I can be like. You can ask them. I mm-hmm. have like 10 million ideas a day.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, okay, let's just relax. Let's start on the one. But they truly supported everything that I've ever said out of my mouth, and they. Just like we're like yeah we're in
yeah,
like
yeah.
And so I yeah
so she comes back with all this real estate stuff. Like, what are you guys thinking? You know, like, first of all, 610 started as a cosmetic business, but all of a sudden, like, let's do real estate, you know, let's pivot and do this real estate. So what are you thinking?
So one thing before I get into that, I just want to add that although we are impacting younger people's lives, they are truly impacting our lives. To see them come to us in different phases mm-hmm. of their life. You know, we have students who are as young as 18, into their 30s, but to see them transition their mindset and go through the program, they turn into completely different people. And it's so fulfilling and so rewarding to see that. Back to your question. Mm-hmm. I was more or less on board right away. When Talia first approached us, I was like, wait, what? This is a thing? This is possible? Yeah. How? Because again, I had that traditional mindset of you buy a single family home and you probably take your whole life to pay it off. So multifamily, I wasn't something I was familiar with. It wasn't something that I knew that was within my reach. So immediately I was like, tell me more. I need to know more. How is this possible? I believed everything she said. I knew it was coming from a good place. So I was on board.
Mm-hmm. Tam?
So funny enough, before we even got to that conversation, Talia and I were talking with this other girl as well. Her name was Kay, Carlin as well. And we were like, you know what? Like, this is not giving us any drive. Like, we need to think of something. And then Talia just started bringing up real estate. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's do it. You know, like, I didn't even think twice. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm at a point now, like, just to have joined Monate, that MLM opened up my mind to so many different things that I never thought was possible. And again, like Tony's parents, my parents are so traditional. They're like, no, you got to go to school and save your money. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know about investing. So I just said, okay, yeah, let's do it. Real estate, why not? And then we gave it a shot, and Talia was my coach, and here we are today. And yeah.
This is incredible. So what do we got to do, guys? Let's talk some real talk here. Why aren't young people excited about real estate? What is it? Like, is it the price? Do they feel like they don't have a chance? Like, what is it?
Yeah, so I think my personal opinion, just, you know, being a coach and just understanding young, I mean, I'm young too, so I mean, it's also in my generation.
But you're like, you're getting up there, right? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate that. So are you, by the way. But if I'm getting old, you get old.
Yeah, I know, that sucks. I can't tell you. That sucks.
So yeah, again, so through my coaching, I find that just in our generation alone, there's a lot of instant gratification. There's a lot of comparison. There's a lot of, I want to look rich, but like not really understand how to be rich. I find that real estate is very hard. Like, it's really not easy for anyone. Mm-hmm. And not just because you're young, but it's a very difficult almost industry to, I mean, it's the resilience. Like, mm-hmm. we heard this before. This is something that you have to have the gut for, yeah. and the grit, right? Yeah. And it to keep going, because there's this one quote that I really, really like. It's the consistency versus persistence. Where consistency is just doing the same thing, a task over and over, and keeping consistent. But persistence, mm-hmm. is doing that consistency through difficult periods, through difficult tasks, the obstacles, the challenges. And young people don't necessarily love to do that, mm-hmm. Especially with, like I said, social media and everything. So real estate in general has been very difficult for millennials, Gen Zs, to buy into anyways. Yeah. Even if they wanted to buy a single family home, no, they can't. They don't have the ability to, or they don't have the affordability.
So I like what you're saying about resilience. Are we teaching young people to be resilient? Are we rewarding average?
Right?
So like, everyone is the same. Everyone gets the same size trophy. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins. From a young person's perspective, do you think that's allowing to nourish that resilience?
No, I don't think so. I think there's always exceptions to the rule, right? Like, there's always people that, you know, have that, they want more, but they're not in environments that allow them to be more. Mm-hmm. Or they get themselves in jobs that maybe they thought were, you know, that was what they should do. Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's not something that I think anyone tries to do or like essentially fall into that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the parents and the just past mindsets, you get transferred into those things. And mind you, like, I was lucky with you, but I also have another side of the family, like my mom's side of the family. Love my mom, by the way. Hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. You're here. But it was a very clear distinction of, you know, someone with maybe like a growth mindset. And I wouldn't say my mom had like poor mindset, but just like constricted mindset. Yeah.
Well, limited. I mean, it's a traditional mindset.
Traditional. That was the culture.
Go to school, get a job, yeah. and stay at that job.
Exactly. Kind of thing. So, and I think when you're in an environment that doesn't talk about these things or doesn't allow you to grow, you don't essentially look for it for yourself. You don't think, mm-hmm. that it's possible for, mm-hmm. you. So.
young people? How do we get them involved? Like, what's happening, Tony?
Well, just to elaborate on some of what Talia said, I think the grind mode now is completely different in this day and age with social media, and kind of after COVID, we switched into like a virtual world. So people are looking to make money quickly off their phones, off social media, crypto, Bitcoin, not something I'm familiar with. But I think that's really where the main
the quick money.
Yeah, exactly.
The Insta life.
Insta, yes. So I think perhaps I can't speak for everyone, but they're just unaware. It's the lack of information that they have access to. Like, they may think that this isn't something that is possible or within their reach. And that's what 610 Project is trying to do. We're trying to get that information out there to younger people to let them know that there are so many other opportunities available to them.
Love it. What are we doing with young people?
Well, you know what? Having a niece who is about to turn 18 soon, seeing her mindset and other young people, I don't want to say that maybe they don't know. They just don't know where to get the information. But I know that these young people are willing and ready to go and get the bag. You know what I mean? And I think for the most part, a lot of them know that it's not just get rich quick. You know, it does take time. But also at the same time, they want to show off these clothes, these shoes, you know, that they have all this. And I think that's part of the reason. But I think, like, both of them were saying, the information needs to be out there. Because my niece, she was saying, well, don't I have to be 18 to start looking for, like, real estate? No, girl, it doesn't have to start that way, right? So I think it's the lack of information that's getting put out there. Because even for myself, now that I'm 30, you know, I only knew about real estate 2 years ago, right?
Wow.
Yeah, because if it wasn't brought to me from Talia, then I would have never really known about investing into real estate. So again, I think it's just the information. And for all the young people out there, get into this, because this is generational wealth.
So let's talk about tips, right? Because we want to offer some tangibles, and we want to hope that some young people are going to be checking this out, you know, try to get the right hashtags and all the all the proper things to get their attention, right? So let's create an avatar. 21 years old, just got out of school, maybe. Maybe they're in school, they're in post-secondary school. What do they do to get involved or get excited about real estate?
I think number one is for sure join some type of community, mentorship, coaching, something that you can get an example of what you're trying to do. I know sometimes it's actually hard to figure out what you want to do, because it's almost like a lot of us fell into real estate not really knowing that we would ever do real estate for, you know, as much as we do, and like it's a passion of ours. Get with the people that have the results that you want, and don't listen to the people that don't have the results that you don't want, right? Or don't have the results that you
have. Like your broke ass friend is not gonna be able to give you good advice, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? That's exactly what 610 is. That's what it stands for. Like, we all had a job going into this, right? Still do. And we're still working our way and building.
So for the people that don't know what's going on, what is 610? What is 610 Project?
So the 610 Project, we're also an educational platform for real estate. But 610, the word, comes from a very famous expression, 9 to 5 pays the bills, 6 to 10 builds the empire. I don't know if I should pass that. that's exactly what we're doing. And it kind of also speaks to how much resilience you need to have, because a lot of people are not willing to spend their 6 to 10 building something else, working tirelessly, emails, realtors, walkthroughs. It's something that you have to make a decision. You have to commit yourself and continue through it. But again, it's not, I don't remember your question, to be honest with you, but
tips. What can you offer young people? 21 year old
mentorship, coaching, get a mentor. I was just at a conference and they were saying one of the things I actually have not heard before, but if you, let's say, don't have a job yet or just out of college, why not get a job in real estate? Or if you're really into real estate and you're not sure where to go next, maybe, you know, find a firm or find someone who has been doing this for a long time and offer value. What can I do to help
you? And you guys are rich with time.
Yeah.
Right? Like 100%. You have an abundance of time where, 100%. You know, old folks like me, you know, the time is limited. You know what I mean? And
we're trying to get like you.
Time is the most valuable thing. So I think the second tip I would give is go to your Instagram page right now. Follow the 610 Project. We're powered by Wealth Genius, the godfather himself.
Yes.
Wouldn't be here without y'all. So huge shout out to Wealth Genius. But yeah, we're constantly dropping tips and tricks on our social media page. And we're happy to connect with anyone and everyone. You don't have to be a member to reach out to us and ask any questions you may have.
Going back to the resilience, when you have a community that can lift you up when you're down, that helps you move forward regardless of all the ups and downs, you know, because it's true. You need to build that resilience. But if you don't know what it looks like, if you don't know what support and being challenged, you're going to be alone and you may not try.
Exactly. There's so much you can accomplish by yourself. But when you have a team behind you who's supporting you throughout your entire journey, you guys don't even know your limit. Like, it's limitless.
Yeah, so on top of all that, I want to say take action, change your environment. That is the biggest thing. Also, you know, look for it, then it will come to you. Read books. There's lots of real estate books out there. Educate yourself on YouTube and just get into real estate in any way possible. That's what the internet is for. That's why everything is virtual now.
Well, I love it. This was an awesome podcast here for young people. And in front of me, I'm looking at strong young woman bosses, right? And you guys are killing it. So I know you're going to inspire not just the 60 people, because that's going to create a ripple effect, because those 60 people are going to talk to another 60 people and going to talk to another 300 people, another 500 people, another, you know, thousands of people. And so you guys are doing good work. Good on you. I'm proud of you, but even more, you should be proud of yourselves, because you've built a great organization. Alfonso loves you, and we're going to see you all at the top.
Thank Woo! You for having us.
That's it. That's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Genius Podcast. If you have a question or comment about something you heard today, reach out to the Godfather via social media or email him anytime. All that information is in the show notes. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of the Wealth Genius Podcast. The Wealth Genius Podcast. Until next time, see you at the top.